Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. Plus, you can go to our website and see what and whom is coming up next. You can also connect with the OPT Network at our offices. They're located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. You can go to our website again, www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can click on contact. And when you click on contact, there will be an entry form for you to send messages. We also receive those messages as well. Just want to let you know that if you reach out to us, we will certainly, most certainly, connect with you. So all you've got to do if we're not there is simply leave us a message and we will surely contact you. Also, just want to remind you that we've got things coming from all parts of the country, and we are really, really blessed about that. So it may take us a day or two to get back in touch with you, but we absolutely will. Changing gears this morning, if you're just getting started, if you're getting your work day, your school day going, it's 7:37, and today is Tuesday, February 26th. And the thing that I noticed the most this morning when I stepped out is, and I told DC this morning coming up the steps, I said it's not really, really cold, but it's sort of damp and wet. And it's breezy outside, a little bit windy, so it makes it feel a little bit colder. So if you're just getting your morning started, make sure that you're dressed properly. This is the kind of weather that creates, you know, the sinus and the cold and the flus and all that. So just make sure that you're ready. Make sure that the kids are ready. And you know, this morning as I was getting ready, as I do every morning, I have these thoughts. And I just wanted to share one with you because maybe you're like most people, feeling like you're always running behind. And if you feel like that, there is an article, there is a book actually, that talks about never be late again. And so I was thinking about myself, and as I was thinking about myself, I came across this article that said that an estimated 15 to 20% of the population have trouble getting where they're going on time. Yes, tardiness, being late, just not getting there on time. And the article says that this effect costs American businesses, get this, more than $3 billion, with a B, dollars a year, each year in loss of productivity. And so I started saying, why are we having such problems getting to where we need to get on time? And DC says this to me all the time. He says, Carlette, now is not the time to clean. We are leaving out of the door. What are you doing? And so there's a name for us when we just have to keep doing and we lose track of time and then ultimately we're late. And it talked about some of the most talented people in the world who have these issues. But the new research suggests that late people, sometimes they have an attitude that I'm better late than never. Well, not good. Not good. So what they say is through some simple exercises, you can get there on time. And one of those things is managing your time, especially moms and dads in the morning. It seems like in the morning we absolutely lose track of time, making sure that we're giving ourselves and our kids enough time to get there, and throwing in all of the dynamics of the morning. If you've got to get breakfast for the kids, or you've got to stop for breakfast for the kids, making sure that school clothes are ironed and ready the night before, making sure that your outfit is chosen the night before, and making sure that If you are, just like what I did this morning, throwing laundry in the washer, that you have enough time. And sometimes sometimes I'm so tunnel vision that I lose track of time and I think that I can squeeze more things in than I really can. And it's really what they call a penchant or a strong inclination, your druthers, to do this. Sometimes we feel that the pressure makes us work better. Well, I am just here to share with you this morning, don't be one of those 15 to 20% of the population that is just never getting there on time. You know, our jobs depend on us, our schools depend on us, our kids depend on us, and we need to depend on getting there on time. So if that's you this morning, I hope that at 7:42, you have given yourself enough time to get there safely. And another thing I gotta add in is that those school zones, you gotta throw that into the equation. Those school zones are flashing throughout cities across America. And they are flashing in most cities until 9 a.m. And that means we just have to slow down. We've got to slow down for school buses. We've got to be mindful about kids that are standing at bus stops and kids that are walking. And I'm going to tell you, yesterday after school, we went through a school zone where there were just numerous kids walking home from school. No school zones anywhere in sight, no flashers. So we've got to be engaged. We've got to make sure that we're looking out for those kids. They are all over the place. So this morning, as you're traveling in, as you're getting your Tuesday morning started, we hope you feel refreshed and renewed. And if you don't, open up your mouth and say, I need a refreshing. This is going to be a great day. Start to say it even if you don't believe it. And I guarantee you that boomerang effect, it'll come right back to you. Say what you want to have and you'll have what you say. You're on point, everybody. It's Tuesday, February 26th. We're going to take a time out, but we're back with more right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kendra Gauthier, the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Homeless Coalition, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to bring awareness and positive attention to the homeless population in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your wonderful support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:47. Today is February 26th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. If you're looking for a bank that is concerned about their community, that is active in their community, that is giving back to their community, look no further than the beautiful, beautiful buildings that they have structured, First Federal Bank. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. I say it every single morning, and I hope that they're not just mere words. If you're looking for an agent that is engaged, that is a part of the community, that's always giving back, but more importantly, that's taking care of the community's insurance needs, she is a person that is in that is a central part of this community. So if something happens, you've had a fire during the night or you've had loss, she's right on point. She and her team, and they can help you with any of your home, your auto, your life insurance needs. And not only are they there to answer your questions, they're there to educate you to make sure that you get what you need. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixonhasit.com. Hixon Automotive Group is the official automotive dealer for the OPT Network. And before we get going this morning, I want to remind you, we've been getting several calls about the Caring Exchange. They're presenting An Evening to Remember, and by they, I mean Stephanie Prestridge and Lineage Law Firm. She has created a nonprofit. She is an attorney in town that deals with primarily probate and estates and helping people to understand what the legal needs are for their loved ones and for their families and friends. And what she came to realize is that as she was doing the work for her clients, they had a lot of questions that she could not answer. And she felt really, really bad about those questions. And so she said, you know what, we need to do something about this because this is happening more often than not. People that are going through end-of-life care, people that are wondering if they need a will or if they don't need a will, people wondering about their care if they get sick, if they need to go into a nursing home, when things change, how do we help those caregivers? An infinite amount of questions that we have. And so what she did was she brought an incredible team together, people that are in our community that are serving all of these needs, and they're going to be housed in under one roof. And this is going to be happening this Thursday, February 28th. It's going to be at the Pineville Country Inn and Suites. It's going to be at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7. And you heard, if you listened to the show, the author and guest speaker, his name is Jim Comer. The book is called When Roles Reverse, Parenting Your Parents. He had a lot to say. He has a lot more to say in helping all of us to have the conversation that nobody wants to have. And that's the conversation about aging and what we do. And let me just implore you not to wait until it gets to the point of no return, not to wait until the loved one that you're caring for or that you love is not in sound mind, not able to make decisions that are indicative of what they would have been able to do. And so get this done early. The tickets are only $20. They're going to have a fabulous meal. Jim is an incredible speaker. And for more information, you can call Stephanie at 318-447-2525. And you can Google Jim. His last name is C-O-M-E-R. He's going to be the guest speaker. And it's going to be a really, really, it's going to be a fun night. And it's going to be a night filled with information. And so as we switch gears yet again this morning, you know how I often ask these questions. And when I ask these questions of myself or of DC, because we are each other's sounding board on just about everything, it was a question that we wanted to pose and we wanted to talk about this morning. And the question is this: why are some people successful and others aren't? And you would say, well, Carlette, well, yeah, that's an interesting thought, but what would make you think that? Well, I look at the number of people just in our sphere of, not even influence, but just in our sphere, the people that we see, and you look at how people just one day get to that fork in the road. They get to that fork in the road where they don't know if they want to stay where they are or if they want to step out into their destiny. If they want to, I like to say, get out of the boat. And so we look at how some of those people just make a decision, i.e. Jennifer Tishner. She's at Terra Home. It's a great, great store. Well, she was trying to figure out what she was going to do, and she just steps out of the boat. She finds this business, and she buys it. What makes one person successful and others just don't become successful? And so this article written by Kevin Geary talks about it. He says, success happens not by chance, but because you were given a chance and took advantage of it. I'm going to say that again. Success happens not by chance, but because you were given a chance and took advantage of it. And he says that everyone will not find success. There are always those people who sit around waiting for success to find them. There will be those who are simply not willing to achieve. And then there's the fact that success would not exist without failure. And all of these things create what we know is a world where success and failure are experienced by different groups of people. And so, DC, on the ride in this morning, we were having a real, and we talk about this a lot, we were having a really, really deep conversation about those people that you see that they get their businesses started and they just seem to have success. And then there are those people that just talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. And they're never about it. And one of the things that we talked about is the fear of failure. And as we were having this conversation, you know, every conversation really points back to our own lives. And we have not been shy in sharing that. And we said, you know, a lot of the things that we did, we created lots of businesses and lots of ventures. And we never stuck with anything. And a lot of that had to do with the arrogance of not wanting to start at the bottom and stay there as long as it took. In other words, not wanting to pay your dues. And then, DC, you brought in a really, really critical component, and that was failure. And the fact that most of us are afraid to fail yet again. And so we just started looking at our own lives, and we started saying, you know, the things that we did, see, sometimes the things and the businesses, or even things like trying to lose weight or trying to get off drugs and alcohol or trying to quit a habit, trying to do something. Sometimes we have failed so many times at those things that we become afraid to try. And so in this free country that we live in, there is an equal opportunity for everyone to succeed. And we wanted to have this conversation with you this morning because you may be at that fork in the road. You may be at that crossroads, if you will, that you don't know if you want to stay where you're comfortable, stay where you've got your benefits, stay where you get your check every week or every 2 weeks or on the 1st and 15th, however that works, or once a month, or if you want to step out of the boat. And Kevin Geary says that because success and failure are choices, they're made consciously and subconsciously. And failure is chosen by many, 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 many of us for various different reasons. And sometimes we choose, most times, I think we choose failure because we're afraid that we might succeed. And then success comes with a whole nother set of circumstances and situations. And so he had this, David Bly has this incredible quote, and he says, striving for success without hard work is like trying to harvest where you haven't planted. And so before you can get on the road to succeeding at whatever it is that you're trying to do, you gotta plant a seed. You've got to have something planted. That could mean paying your dues. That could mean starting at the bottom. That could mean doing the menial jobs that no one wants to do. And then he says that most people define success wrong. You believe that success is won. It's innate. Innate means it's within, or it's earned. And he said the answer that someone gives can tell you a lot about them and why they are where they are. Y'all, this is an incredible, deep, deep conversation that hopefully will make you think this morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, February 26th, and you're on point.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. For more information about those free, absolutely 100% free mammograms, Diane Kitts is your contact person. If you're 40 years old or older, this is you. This is the number you should phone, 318-487-1122. Again, the contact person is Diane Kitts. If you can't reach her, you can also reach out to Team OPT at 318-445-5658, and we'll do all that we can to make sure that you get connected with Cabrini Hospital to get your free mammogram. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're talking about why, several reasons why some people succeed and others fail. And I was saying to Dr. Cindy Trim on yesterday, and I was saying to you and have been saying, that this is a journey, life is a journey of self-truth. And self-truth must begin. God gave us this word at the beginning of the year, and I've written it down so that I don't forget it. Who are you? Why are you? And where are you? Talking about your potential, your destiny, and your purpose. And when you look around your sphere, you look around and see the people that are succeeding, people that you think you got to be better than them. You think that how could they make this happen? You look at all of the reasons why others are succeeding and you are not. And one of the things that Kevin Geary talks about in the article is fear of failure. And you see, I want to talk to you just personally about fear of failure. And the reason why I want you to talk about it personally is because of the truth and the openness that I know you're going to bring to this issue.
Make me the whipping boy.
No, you're not the whipping boy. I'll tell my truth as well. But
no, I'm just joking.
But failure has been right up there.
Absolutely.
Or the fear of failure.
And failure. Yes.
And so talk about how that affected you and how you were able to overcome.
Well, it certainly affected me because what happened, I go back into hindsight is 2020. Mm-hmm. You kind of go back and look at what happened, when it happened, how it happened, you know, where you were in that. And, so I can go back 10 years and see where I was. And one of the last business ventures that I had was a record label. Mm-hmm. And it really never got going. And I spent about $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, that is just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you spend your life savings on a mm-hmm. situation and it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
you know, it really causes you to really, you know, that's some real gut checking right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so after that right there, that one almost took me out. You know, it just.
What does that mean? It almost took you out.
It almost made me give up on being successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, at where I was when I decided to take that venture on, I thought wholeheartedly that it was going to be successful.
Okay.
And it was the complete opposite of success. Now, did I learn a lot of things? Of course I did. But you know, that didn't give me any of my money back.
Right.
You know, and basically, I looked at it in terms of how much money I lost, and I, you know, it, you know, because when you start looking at what you can do with $250,000,
right,
you know, it's a burden.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real burden on you.
And so did that loss, because we all felt that loss.
Yes.
Our entire family felt that loss. And so in that loss, did it prevent you from wanting to step out again?
Yes, it did. You know, it became, you know, after that loss, it's almost like I had a, you know, looking. Now, I didn't know this at the time I was going through, but when I decided to go back to college and finish school like I did,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was really basically conceding that, look, let me just go ahead and get a regular job.
Mm.
You know, let me just get educated.
So at that point, you think.
And that's just where I was in my
life. Right. Then you think.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with, because, you know, education is the key to success.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, education was sort of like a plan B, if that makes any sense.
Okay. And so you decide after.
And of course, my thinking was warped too now. Let me just put that caveat out there.
Right. And so you're thinking after you have gone out and spent this money and done everything humanly possible. And let me just say this, because this is critical for everybody listening. We did that based on what others were doing.
Yes.
So we probably, well, no, we definitely were not in our calling.
Absolutely not. What I decided was, there was, at the time, there were people, you know, having huge success
mm-hmm.
in the record business who had been around the record business for some years and kind of learned the ins and outs of it. And people were saying, oh, anybody can do it. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anybody can't do it. You know, I tried to do it. It wasn't my calling. I didn't enjoy it.
You weren't anointed to do it?
No, I was having to be in places that I really didn't enjoy being in.
you know, you had to go out around nightclubs and things of that nature. And I was a full-grown man. Yeah, I didn't want to be in nightclubs and promoting music to, you know, teeny boppers and things of that nature because it was rap music. You know, so you had to go around the people who liked that genre. And so it just wasn't for me, you know. And by the time I figured it out, it wasn't for me. I was so deep into it, there was really no turning back.
And talk about the pain of loss at that magnitude and how you pick yourself up to live to fight another day.
Well, I mean, after that ordeal, I thought that I was fine. I put another plan together, like, you know.
Like we do.
Right. I put a, I put another plan together to come back from that situation.
And we call those plans MP, master plans.
Right. I put another master plan together to come back. But, you know, I didn't really understand the burden that losing that type of money, which was my life savings. I had been working about 15, you know, about a good 15 years of just constant working and digging and scratching and clawing and hitting, you know, making money here, making money there. But we were all over the country just about. We, you know, we would move wherever there was, you know, prosperity.
Right.
You know, so, but, you know, after that loss, it really reached down into me and made me, you know, I was, you know, I was dealing with a lot of negativity, a lot of negative self-talk. And even though I was putting a plan together to try to come back from it, you know, there was in the back of my mind, this in deep down into my spirit, this issue of failure, you know, of, okay, if I get back up again, I don't want to go through this again.
Right.
You know, this was hard.
But let me just say, because
not only mentally, physically, it was hard. Because, you know, we were driving all over the country.
It was hard in every area. It was hard mentally, physically, socially, and financially. In every,
yeah, we took some hits.
In every area of life, it was hard. But the real point that people have to grab a hold to is this. One of the main reasons why some succeed and others fail is because you're not in your calling. You're not in the thing that you were anointed to do. Master P was anointed to do that. You know, Puffy was anointed to do that. You know, these guys that you see, and then we saw people like Cash Money that were close to home. We saw all these guys just going to superstardom. We saw them making millions of dollars, and we started thinking, you know what? We're the greatest salespeople we know.
Absolutely.
We could put together a piece of poop and throw it up against the wall and make it stick. You know, we felt, and the word tells us.
We thought we could sell it.
We thought more highly of ourselves than we should. And we took a major hit financially, and we took a major fall. But the point is this. People are doing it every day.
Absolutely.
You're stepping into something that you see someone else doing, and you think that because they make it look easy, it must be easy.
Absolutely. And when it's your calling, it is easy.
And when it's your calling, it is easy, but it is still work.
And so what I did was I got into a business that I had, I was trying to do in self. And that pretty much, you know, that kind of thing can kill you. You know, I think in the Bible they call it a spirit of Uzzah.
Uzzah,
You know, and
doing God's work with the hand of flesh.
Absolutely. And that drained me so much. And that's when I really turned to so many other types of vices that, you know, had been plaguing me for a long time, but I had never really succumbed to it that bad until after that big breakdown right there in 2001.
And so do you think that for you that was an emotional breakdown? And I wasn't even aware that it was such a breakdown. I knew it was a blow, but, I mean, we've taken blows. You know, you pick yourself up.
Not that kind of blow.
No, we've never taken that kind of blow. But you pick yourself up and you move on. And the point of this conversation is to talk about failure. And failure being, as Dr. Juanita Bynum talked about, failure being the teacher. Instead of letting failure come in and take you to the depths of hell, letting failure be the teacher. See, Uncle New would tell us, and we talk about him all the time. He would say, because every business that we ever came up with, and that's why we talk about him so much, because we're sad that he's not here, because we know he would be so, he would be beaming about what we're doing now together, because he was one of those people that supported everything that we did. No matter how it turned out, he always found the side of the coin that was useful. He always figured out how, if it failed or if it succeeded, we were going to come out okay. And he would always say that even if you fail, you really never failed because you learned things that you didn't know. And at that moment, it's hard. And DC was, he and I were talking this morning, and in our prayer time, in our quiet time, we were talking about the faith that it has. But we don't want that faith to be misplaced. You don't want that faith to be in something that you were not called to do. Because when that happens, DC, it can be disastrous.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are not resilient enough to bounce back from that.
And a lot of times, it's you know, people don't lose nearly as much. I mean, it's just, hey,
I'm trying
to do something I'm seeing somebody else do. And it's really not, you know, the stakes are just not that high.
Right.
But, you know, we're still in a situation where, you know, we feel in our lives we're in the even time, you know, of our lives. We don't have any more time to just be peddling around.
Right. And
it's time to get down to business.
And you want to make sure that when you look at other people in terms of where they are, in terms of their success or who succeeds and who fails, you got to make sure that you're really looking at it and not in a vacuum, that you're understanding that this is unequivocally, there is no doubt that this is what God has called you to do. And when you know that you know that you know that, then those gifts and those talents make room for you. Well, we were in a realm, DC, that we had no business being in.
Right. But, you know, in my thinking, you know, I was a business person. You know, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't trying to do any singing or rapping or anything like that. I was just behind the scenes, like what I do here. You know, this is just what I always saw myself doing. And so because I didn't check with God on doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't get, and I had all kinds of warning signs, and the Holy Ghost tried to tell me to leave it alone so many different
mm-hmm.
ways, you know, but I did what I wanted to do. And, you know, I wasn't using any wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just using
intellectual,
mm-hmm. head knowledge. Absolutely. Intellect, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and it backfired really badly. And, you know, I was all in. You know, when I'm in, I'm all in.
Absolutely.
You know, when I decided to do it, whatever it was going to cost to do it, I was going to do it because it was going to be successful.
And so with that said, and the challenges that we went through and came through by the grace of God, did that make you gun shy about the next thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely it did. And
about this thing, really?
Absolutely, about this thing. You know, I was real standoffish about it in the beginning because I was like, I don't want to get back into this grandiose attitude. That's why, you know, when I came into this, I didn't come in it like my old self.
Mm-hmm.
Because the old me was real grandiose.
Right.
You know, basically talking loud, talking a lot, you know, always got, you know, I mean, you know how I was.
Right.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, not really using a whole lot of wisdom, trying to prove things to people that I didn't really care about. You know,
right.
Stuff like that. Just a lot of immaturity.
Absolutely.
You know, is what that was.
And so for those people that are at that crossroads, they're at that fork in the road, and they're trying to determine if they can be successful in an area or if they will fail yet again, what would you say for you was that thing that made you say, it's okay for me to try again?
Well, you know, I had to put my trust in a power greater than myself, which I choose to call God. You see, faith, mm-hmm. faith is something that it's, you know, it's not something that we should be praying for. You know, it's something that we have and that we should be working to make it stronger.
Right.
You know, so really it was just a matter of, you know, understanding that, you know, everything I needed, I had it, you know, and I needed to link up more to God and do more of what my calling was versus more of what my flesh wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get, you know, and I, what I realized, you know, in my quest to recover, I realized that I had a lot of spiritual sickness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I start to come back more spiritually, you know, and heal spiritually and quit looking at material things and doing things to try to, another thing that I was doing too is I was doing that business because people were getting rich in it. So I was doing it for the money.
Right, and we were chasing money.
Absolutely.
Wealth, riches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I didn't spend my money just thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to spend this money and not going to get anything. But I spent that money expecting to gain millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I could really say it.
Absolutely.
And anybody who knows me know that I was trying to make millions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, you know, a few hundred thousand a year just wasn't enough for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make millions of dollars, like that band on what you call millions and millions of dollars. You know, that's how, uh-huh. you know, that was my thing. So to most people, it really seems crazy. But to the guy who's trying to make $1 million, it didn't seem crazy at all. It seemed like an absolutely excellent idea.
And it seemed like a great investment.
And to me, $250,000 just was peanuts. So I thought at the time, because, you know,
right.
for the return that I was going to get on that money,
right.
that was absolutely nothing to pay. It
right.
just didn't pan out.
Right.
You know.
And the point of this is to talk about being, and this is a word that we all have a hard time with, almost jealous or envious or more than that, covetous of what others have. You know, you see the stars on cribs and you see the people that seem to have everything and you want that. And we believe that God has riches and greatness for those who will step into the gift. But when you look at others and you start coveting what they have, you really don't understand the price that maybe they had to pay. And see, this is the difference between those people who fail and those people who succeed. Now, it's one thing to fail at, and I don't think you ever really fail when you're working in your gift. When you're working in your purpose, you might have some setbacks. You might have some roadblocks. You might have some pitfalls. But you never really fail when you're in your calling, when you know that this is what you're supposed to do. But this is when you really fail. You fail when you look at someone else and you think, and CDC has, you've always been masterful at analyzing and thinking things through and studying things. And you have that gift of, you know, being able to read a book and come away with what to do. But if it's not your gift, if it's not what God has destined you to do, then failure is certain. And it just depends on how big that failure is going to be. And a lot of people are not blessed to come back from that. A lot of people just lay there and wonder what would have, could have, or should have been. Talking about why some succeed and others fail.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. He's got HD for life, every channel that you could hope for, and the connections. He'll come in and make it work for you. It doesn't matter if you're in a rural area or not. He's got a package just for you. The number, 318-767-2220. Of course, American Wholesale Mattress. If you are tired of waking up every morning and you don't feel rested, chances are you're not sleeping on the right mattress or the right pillow. At American Wholesale Mattress, Kara and David are on point to make sure that you understand and to listen to what you need in the best mattress. American Wholesale Mattress, 717 MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-443-9425. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, just right on point about what we're talking about, how the City of Alexandria is working to make sure that they help those small businesses and those emerging businesses to be successful. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. If you have any insurance needs, any questions, need help, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the show, it's 8:32. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And after school, school zones are in effect from 2 until 4. So please make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to stay engaged and get there safely. Now, this morning, we're talking about reasons why some people succeed and others fail. And Kevin Geary has written an incredible article and has done lots of research on the issue. And before we went to break, DC and I were talking about some of our own failures and the things that we have done that have really sort of put us at a time on our back, made us wonder about those things that God had shown us. You know, when God shows you greatness, when he shows you just greatness, whether it's wealth, whether it's successful business, whether it's a successful book or whatever it is, you just expect that you go out and you do something and it'll happen. But that is not nearly the case. And that's why if you're at a crossroads, if you're at that fork in the road, you really have to know who you are, why you are, and where you are. And one of the things that Kevin says about success, about the success part, is that, you see, success is earned. And he studied a group of people, and the last group of people believe that what we know to be true, which is based on statistical analysis, is that success is earned. People who understand this understand the process. And they understand that they have to be earners. And you see, we came to a point after we went through the recovery, after we went through picking up the pieces of the puzzle and the sort of the house metaphorically being torn down and having to rebuild. See, you can decide that you're going to stay where you are. You're going to always look at what you had. You'll always look at the money that you had in the bank or the house that you had or the car that you had or the neighborhood you lived in. You could look at all of those things that defined you that you no longer have, or you can look at what God has for you. And so, do you see, through the process, we started to pick up the pieces, and then we started to say, okay, God, what is it that you want for us to do?
Right.
And then when we get this opportunity, the opportunity comes, we know we're going to do something together. We still have some trepidation, which is probably fear. It is fear, a little concern. But we decide, DC, that we're going to do some things differently.
Absolutely.
And so in that, we go from where we were to where we want to be.
Absolutely. And this time we start off humbly.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just coming in with, you know, trying to have everything already and not really knowing anything about the business.
Mm-hmm.
What we decided to do was just start off, you know, with a real humble beginning. You know, we started off one day a week, 30 minutes. You know, I was basically producing the show from the phone at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people thought it was just you. They really had absolutely no idea that I was even involved.
Right.
And I liked it like that, you know, because normally I would always come in with these grandiose attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first time that we've ever done anything where I was just real humble.
Right. And where we were just real humble. And everything that gets big, and I've said this many times, it has to start small. Everything, trees, everything that's planted starts with a seed and it grows into what it will ultimately become. But for those people that are so afraid of success, and we talked about it this morning, you're at the middle of your life, you're middle-aged, and you figure it hasn't happened yet. How do we help those people to just get up, get past the negative self-talk, and try?
Well, the one thing, you know, according to, you know, what you were saying this morning about Rick Warren, he was basically saying, you know, the one thing that
mm-hmm.
really hinders people the most
mm-hmm.
is, you know, they get debilitated because they're really concerned about what other people think. You know, that can debilitate you. You know, you have to be brave and courageous to do what you believe God is wanting you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we know what it is, but we can't look outside ourselves to find that. You know, it's all inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're looking for is on the inside of us.
Absolutely. And I think that that's why Dr. Cindy Trim's soul fast is so incredibly important, because when you look into your soul and you start to get rid of those toxic things, those things that have just created such toxicity in your life and junk and gunk, you know, and you start to get that, you know, just start to purge that stuff, then you can free up and be clear. And you're right, we were working on scheduling Rick Warren's wife. She's got a new book out. Her name is Kay Warren. She's got an incredible new book out. And we were looking at a lot of the things that they have written. He has written The Purpose-Driven Life. She is an author and a woman of God in her own right. And he said there are two things in life that prevent people from finding their purpose. And he said one, and Kevin Gary speaks to that in the article as well, he said one is envy, being covetous of others, being jealous of other people. And I am telling you, I think for women it may be harder to really articulate and really say this and really own this truth. But for many of us, we are so jealous of the other person. We're jealous of the car you're able to drive. We're jealous of the neighborhood you're able to live in. We're jealous of the job you have. We're jealous of the husband you have. We're jealous of your kids and your dog and just stuff that's silly. And what we forget in that jealousy is that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for somebody that you're coveting what they have, he can do it for you, but he can't do it for you as long as you're covetous. And so a lot of us get caught, DC, in that trap of looking at what others have and wanting it. Mm-hmm. And when we get caught in that trap, we almost never find what God really has for us.
Absolutely, because we're seeking someone else's dream.
Wow. We're seeking someone else's dream. And we understand that firsthand. It wasn't our dream to...
Absolutely not. We wanted that.
We wanted the money.
That record company money. We didn't want to do that record company.
And we wanted the big house, and we wanted the Rover trucks, and we wanted all the pomp and all the circumstance that came with that. But that's not what we wanted.
No.
That's not what we were anointed to do. And I'm telling you, if you don't start, you're going to hear me say this word a lot, truth. And the reason why I love to open what's going on in David Christmas's mind is because he is able to talk about truth like nobody I really know. And even when it's hard truth about himself, and those truths are helping me, because it's not easy a lot of times for me to open up to my truth and say, am I doing that? And sometimes he just flat outright says, Carlette, you won't ask yourself the question, do I do that? Am I doing that? And I'm telling you, I understand it because I deal with it a lot. Until you can open up yourself to truth, am I jealous? And I'm telling you, you will sit there and you will say to yourself, see, the mind is a powerful tool. What that means is whatever you tell yourself, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you tell yourself, yourself will start to believe it if you say it long enough. And if you start to say, I'm jealous of her, oh, girl, no, indeed. I don't want that. I ain't mad at her because she's driving her Jaguar or her Beamer or her Rover truck or whatever it is, and she's got it going on, and she's got her Chanel bag or her Louis Vuitton or whatever, you know, whatever she's rocking. You know, you can tell yourself you're not jealous of that. But it's like we said yesterday, and I've said it many times, to thine own self. William Shakespeare said it, to thine own self be true. Tell you're true to yourself, you'll never find your purpose. And you'll always wonder why some are so successful, wildly successful, and others, they never get off the ground. There's never any lift. It's only a lot of chatter, only a lot of talk, but they never get off the ground. And then the second thing Rick Warren said, he said, the second thing that prevents us from finding purpose is being concerned about what others think about us, trying to please other people. And somebody, I hear you in the spirit saying, oh, that ain't me. I ain't trying to, I don't care what people say. But yeah, we do. If we're honest, a lot of times we do care what people think about us, what they're saying about us, how they perceive us. And we want people to look upon us favorably. And until you really find those two truths, I think it'll always be a road to why is this one successful and this one isn't. This is a provocative conversation. Hopefully it will make you consider some things this morning. Stay on point.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
different from the start. At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, McBites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you some.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And let me tell you, it's great to have a bank, but it's also great to have a credit union, and there is no better place where when you walk into the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you feel like family. You know what? They are working to make sure that whatever you need is right on point. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. We're going to tell you this month or first of next month what's happening in Of Oils Parish. Also, Davis One Stop. You know what? We're super excited about the impact that Davis One Stop has made, not just on Cheneyville, but on those passersby that are traveling on Highway 71. They have been an incredible, just enlightening presence, you know, and it is amazing to see people turn something that looked like trash into a treasure, not just for themselves, but for the community. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Can't say enough about Darlene and her team. Always willing, ready, and able to give back to the community that she serves. The number to phone for Sylvia's is 318-346-2540. And Bunky in Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're wrapping up a conversation about why some are successful, some people, some businesses, some entities are successful, and others just simply are not. And it really has to do with self and finding who you are and why you are. And when you start to understand who you are, you'll start to know why you are, why you're here. And Winston Churchill said something very powerful. He said, success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. But the hard work doesn't always equal success. Some people work really hard but fail. They tried and didn't succeed. And oftentimes when that happens, it could be one simple thing. You're not in your calling. And the author of the article says that all too often people think that failure is final. And Kevin Geary says failure is a key ingredient. A key ingredient in success. Those who don't achieve success most likely quit after their failure. Quitting is a choice. And let me just go back to this, because it's so important. You can't be in someone else's calling. You know, I talk about Deuce Christmas and, you know, driving to school and us engaging him. Well, every morning for the last several months, we drive on the same route, and we watched as this restaurant was systematically transformed into another restaurant. And every day, this restaurant would catch our attention. And some days it looked like, yeah, they're going good on it. And then other times it looked like there was nothing happening. No workers, no movement, no nothing. And we would wonder, what's going on? I wonder, are they just stopping in midstream? Or, well, long story short, the restaurant was complete. It's up, it's going. And every time we passed the restaurant for lunch or dinner, it's packed. Well, this company or this person is obviously anointed to be in that business and understood that they were going to take it bit by bit until they got it up and got it ready. But if we, DC and I, decide to open up a restaurant and it's not what we're anointed to do, then chances are it's not going to be successful. See, we look around and we say, well, a restaurant would be good, especially when you look around the city. It seems like there are more cars on the road in our city, in the Twin Cities, more people. It seems as if the city is growing, and it is growing, and we need more businesses, and we need more restaurants. But I can't go and put a restaurant up, and I know absolutely nothing about the restaurant business. So if I do that because I see that every restaurant is packed on every corner at lunch and at dinner, then even though there's a need because I'm not in my calling, it probably just won't work. So the moral of the story is that if you have failed, and if the enemy has told you that you're just too old and you just never could get it done at this point in your life, then you have to put those thoughts under subjection. You've got to put them way under your feet, and you've got to begin to remember those gifts and talents that God gave you. And you've got to stop being the victim of your circumstances. You've got to stop right this second saying, woe is me. Woe is me. I tried, it didn't work. I was in the wrong area. I didn't pick the right location. I didn't this, I didn't that. Stop being a victim of your circumstances and look at what you do have. He says that when you think that your circumstances is a fair argument, that's where you really lose it. You've got to change your thinking. And then I read this article, and Joel Osteen was talking about the Compact Center and how they came about it. Joel Osteen at Lakewood Church in Texas. And he talked about this Compact Center, and when they finally got it, they leased it for 60 years. And he said, God, by the time this is done, I'll be 100 years old. Well, what I took from that is that when you are in God's purpose for your life, he will take you faster. He will elevate you into areas that it might have taken someone else 60 years. Well, then the city council of Houston pops up. They need some money, and they offer to sell the Compact Center. So the long story short, they own it free and clear. It didn't take 60 years, and it won't take you 60 years either if you just find out what you're called to do. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I feel the quiet in the spirit. I feel you thinking. I feel you receiving. We thank you for listening and for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great, safe Tuesday. Remember, school zones are from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Be safe. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.